Welcome back to another episode of the Chats with Clark podcast. I'm your host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And the point today is a man with many endeavors, many talents, a real vibrant personality, Ely Magic. Ely, how are you? Thanks for being
here. Dude, that was incredible. I'm great. Now I'm great. That was the best intro ever. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Happy to be here. We're in Ely's spot in Cleveland. Happy that you welcomed me to your place.
Bro, thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Ely, why don't you give us an overview of who you are, kind of what you're into, and your background a little bit.
I'm a 22-year-old professional magician, entrepreneur, creative from Cleveland, Ohio. I do a little bit of everything. I've been practicing the guitar recently. Trying to learn some music. That's about it, man. Yeah, that's me. I do some weird stuff.
Now, you're Cleveland born and raised.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, and what keeps you in Cleveland, would you say?
Dude, there's nowhere like Cleveland. The people are insane. I love it. Everyone here is, like, I've been to a lot of different places. I've been to 11 countries. I've been to 25 states. And no one on earth has people like Cleveland, super loyal, friendly, hardworking. The entrepreneurial spirit is super, I don't know, it's alive here in Cleveland. It's crazy. There are people that do want to tear you down everywhere you go, but in Cleveland specifically, I think there's a lot of people that want to see you do better than them and want to see you grow. And so I've met a lot of people here that are now my mentors. I've met lifelong friends here, and Cleveland also is a nice middle ground with weather. I mean, I hate the snow personally, but I like looking at it. I just hate being in it and driving in it.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, man, dude, the Cleveland summers hit different.
They're beautiful.
They hit different, yeah. Bro.
It's even the sunsets, man.
Sunsets are crazy.
Oh my God, yeah. Some great sunsets, even in the winter.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter, really.
Oh yeah, it's unreal. I love this city, but you know, I think Cleveland is Ohio, as weird as that sounds. Like, someone said, like, Columbus is greater than Cleveland on a tweet, and then someone retweeted that and said, Cleveland is greater than Ohio. Because, like, to me, Cleveland is Ohio. It's like the epitome of what Ohio is,
yeah,
what it stands for. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here. There's so many opportunities that come about in Cleveland just because of like all the natural resources that are around us and the fact you don't have to worry, kind of like you mentioned with the weather, like any natural disaster. I mean, God forbid, you know, we're real fortunate with all that kind of stuff.
Definitely,
you can live here affordably. I mean, there's a lot of good things about Cleveland that people don't, I guess, recognize unless you're from here like we are.
100%. It gets dogged on too much.
Way too much. Yeah,
it's really not that bad. It's awesome.
No, it's great. Yeah, and I agree with the people. Like, there's something real driven about people in Cleveland.
Yeah, people here are so different. Like, I mean, I've been to a lot of places where, you know, they say, for L.A., for instance, they say a lot of fake people are here, which I love L.A. I've met a lot of really real people out there as well. But, you know, you come to Cleveland, man, and I swear the vibe is different.
Mm-hmm.
People are, just seem like they care. So,
yeah.
Because they're all trying to make it.
They are.
Everyone in Cleveland is trying to, like, do the same thing. They're all trying to build their brand and to do different things. Like, everyone here, maybe it's because we're in Ohio, is bored. They're just trying to do stuff. And I love it because that in itself is a huge resource.
It is. Yeah.
You're a musician and you need a studio. There's like 50 studios and the network here is amazing. Everyone knows each other.
Everyone knows each other. It's so true. Yeah. I have to say, I think we could sit here and just kind of harp on the joys of Cleveland forever.
Definitely.
And kind of as you mentioned, then just to tangent a little bit, you are a touring magician, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And you're only 22, also, like you mentioned, which is fantastic that you've been able to build such a career at such a really young age.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Do you want to walk us through maybe the initial steps of kind of how you got into magic and what that story looks like, and then we'll take it to...
Yeah, absolutely. I started magic when I was 4 years old. My mom got me a magic kit, and I would show people in my family magic tricks. They would react to the magic tricks as if I was Houdini. So I would show them, like, you know, a terrible card trick.
Yeah.
I'm 4 years old, dude. Which, by the way, I couldn't even read. My mom had to teach me the tricks. But I would show my family members the tricks, and they would lose their minds and pretend like,
wow,
I was so amazing.
Yeah.
And so I fell in love with that feeling. I loved the reactions. And I practiced, like, every single day. And it wasn't until later in life, when I was, like, 13, 14 years old, around there, where I realized the importance of magic. It's actually a distraction. It's like a medicine. It's numbing. So when you show someone a magic trick, they're not thinking of anything that's going on in their life. They're just thinking of this magic trick. Mm-hmm. And so that was super cool to me, and that's when I realized that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Moving forward to when I was 16, I met Rick Smith Jr. I was shadowing him for a school project called Sophomore Experience Day. And this was before Rick had, like, a lot of followers and a lot of internet fame. And I called his number on Google. It was his personal phone number. Oh, he picked up and was like, meet me at my show. And my aunt drove me. And I showed him a trick, and he loved it. And he was like, I'm taking you on tour with me. And I've been on tour with Rick ever since.
Wow.
We've been able to raise millions of dollars for Ohio schools with our fundraiser, Magic Gives Back.
That's amazing.
And, yeah, it's been incredible. So, I mean, it's been a crazy ride. But, yeah, I think with magic and everything that I do, I've had great mentors and great people around to help me out. I'm 22, I'm young, I realize that, but I know for a fact I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am right now if it weren't for all the amazing people, that helped me grow.
Yeah.
You know, can't do it by yourself.
Never. So. No. That's a great appreciation you have there, too. And, you know, I mean, 22 is young, but you've been at it for more than 10 years. I mean, obviously 4, but, like, let's say you're 13 and you're saying, you know what, like, I could do this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're 16, you're on tour. Like, that's a good 10 years, roughly, in the making of just putting in some serious work. And, of course, that mentorship with Rick Smith is impressive. And
definitely. It is interesting. I'm a believer in God. I'm Christian. And I always look back and I think, like, dude, why did I practice magic when I was 5, 6, 7 years old? Doesn't make any sense to me. And sometimes I believe, well, I truly believe all the time that every single one of us are here for a reason. We have purpose. And I'm not sure what I'm doing, but, like, it wasn't me saying practice magic every day and do this and that. So, I mean, I thank God every single day for pushing me, because I know that I am here to entertain the world. And to bring joy, hopefully make people smile. But if it weren't for God, I know that, you know, there's no way I would even know how to do these tricks and talk to people and any of that. So just want to put that in there.
Mm-hmm. No, that, totally.
Yeah, it's huge.
I think it is really, too, a great point, because we all, and like your build up, like I think when it comes to your personality, it makes sense that, of course, you have a good voice. You maintain the great social skills and all those sorts of things that you need to be an entertainer. And it's fascinating, like God knows, you know, God's so precise and accurate in what he does.
Definitely.
That when you start to, like, kind of fall into place into his plan, that you recognize, wow, like, this is, again, like you're saying, some divine intervention here.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It is. Because we all have those talents, which is why, and if we were all the same, maybe we wouldn't have that purpose, but we're all so unique and have things that
all
we are
of us.
Good at.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us have a specific purpose that we just gotta go get. That's what you're doing. You're going and getting it.
Yeah, 100%. So I think that's where gratitude comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been, it's been a very, like, when you look back and you just look at your life, when you are, like, 22 years old, I think for me it was when I was, like, probably 18 years old. That's when I started to reflect. But for anyone listening, like, reflect now, just look at where you're at right now, and then think about the things you used to pray for, things you used to wish for, see if you've gotten this where you wanted to be, see if things have changed, and keep track of that, because I always keep track. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always like, where was I, you know? And the reason I do that is because right now, I'm never satisfied. And I'm always like, oh, dude, I have a nice apartment with a nice view of Cleveland, but I want this, and I want this. Dude, I drive a nice car, but it's not a Lamborghini Aventador, so, and like, when I do that, I gotta pause and I have to be like, dude, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. You were working at McDonald's like 6 years ago, which, by the way, nothing wrong with McDonald's. I loved working at McDonald's, but it was such a different, it was completely different career, completely different pay, completely different this and that. So when you look back and you really reflect on where you once were, that's when you become very grateful and you're like, you know what? I need to be content. I need to be very grateful for what I have right now. And that was really hard for me these last 2 years, because these last 2 years, getting closer to God, but also never being satisfied. I had to realize, dude, you know, great things are happening. It's not in your control. Just keep being you. Keep making people happy. You'll get these things that you dream of, but you at the same time need to be grateful because you once were at zero.
Yeah, for sure.
That's huge.
You beat me to the punch. I always talk about gratitude in each episode, actually. I ask kind of the role that it plays in the person's life. And
wow.
So you hit that. That's usually one of my closing things, but I love that it's such a part of you that it's come up already.
Yeah,
you
know, definitely. I told him it's going to be the easiest podcast I ever did. I talk too much.
He's fulfilling. He's not talking too much, but he's fulfilling that it's very easy, which is great. Conversations are flowing. I have to say, Ely, too, like, when you start to, it gives me that Oprah Winfrey kind of, like, she's so big on that, supposedly, I don't know her, but so she says from what I've read and
right.
listened to,
yeah,
that she's real big on that. She's real big on being grateful for what she has and recognizing where she is with her own 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, always having those goals and those ambitions.
Yeah.
Because you can't limit your potential, too.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's cool. And I think someone like you who has many things going on, and we've touched on a few already, and I'm sure more to come, you have, like, visions for what you're doing as opposed to, again, just the nice car or just the nice apartment and
yeah.
so forth. Like, all those
yeah.
things that are kind of, I don't want to say superficial, but fleeting at the least.
Definitely,
you know?
Definitely.
The fulfillment's fleeting.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, the only thing that really truly matters, though, is health. Like, your health is wealth. I've been in a position, personally, where I wasn't able to walk for like 3 months without crutches or a wheelchair when I got surgery on my ACL and MCL, and I was doing physical therapy. And for me, like, that is, or if you've ever been sick, like, for instance, if you've ever been in bed and you have the flu and you're throwing up, whatever, you wish, you're like, I'll do anything to feel
so true.
Better, anything. And for me, it's like, dude, if you wake up and, like, you're not coughing anything up and you're not sneezing or whatever, and you're just feeling good, enjoy that day.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you know, we're only on this earth for so long. It's very temporary. But our health is so important, bro. So, like, yeah, I think it's one thing to be, like, motivated to get a Lamborghini or motivated to buy a nice house and have all these things. But what good is that when, you know, you can't take it with you at the end of the day? So you got to take your health very seriously. For me, personally, I've been really working on my weight. I gain a lot of weight. We call it COVID weight, people. COVID weight. It's baby fat, you know, for anyone that's asking. But, you know, for me, it's my weight. That's my biggest thing I got to work on. And, you know, we all struggle with certain things. Mm-hmm. All of us have certain insecurities. But at the end of the day, be grateful for what you have and work on your health, because, you know, that's what's going to keep us going. That's what keeps us moving.
Spot on. Yeah, and you're right, too. We always have stuff that we're all dealing with, and you gotta take it head on. You got to address it head on. You can't just let it, like, simmer. Like, if you're saying your weight and you want to make that better, like, you're going for it. You're recognizing it. You're addressing it. You're saying, I want to make this better. I want to be the best version of myself that I can be and put that out there to the world.
I saw a quote, dude, on Instagram, and it was like, imagine you die and like you go to wherever you believe in, like heaven or wherever, and you get to see the person that you could have been. And that hit me because I'm like thinking in my head, who's the person I'm meant to be? Mm-hmm. Probably sexy, jacked, you know, ripped, six pack, in the nice car, have a big family, around a table full of all my friends and family with food on the table, good drinks, good music. Is that the person who I'm going to be? So I think about that a lot because right now, I personally don't believe this is how, this is not my full potential. This is not the person that I can be. I'm not at 100% yet. So I think that if we all continue to work on what we can be, bro.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
And it takes time. It takes time. It's a process, you know?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, to be able to get all, to keep all the balls in the air is such a task.
Definitely.
So you got, I feel like you sometimes it's great. It to does take time. It takes
yes,
time.
Like, absolutely.
That like that famous McConaughey quote, right? When he was receiving whatever it was, like an Oscar, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he was he's talking about who his hero was, you know, he's talking like in 10 years it's gonna be him in 10 years, and then he gets there and then they're like, all right, did you make it? And he's like, no, it's in another 5 years.
Yeah.
And he like just keeps pushing it back and he's always progressing and making that change and that progress for sure.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is day by day, like I'm not saying like no one's perfect. No one will ever be perfect. I think that, but we can get closer to getting better and better for ourselves. Even if that's me walking on the treadmill 30 minutes a day, that's 30 minutes a day, every day closer to what my potential could be.
Yeah.
Reaching that potential. So, you know, start small, baby steps.
Baby steps.
You know? As long as you're working towards the goal, you can't do it all in one day, but yeah, bro.
Those incremental changes.
What do they say? It's like it takes time to climb Everest or whatever. Like,
sounds great. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah, right? Rome wasn't built in a day. Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome, Ely. I want to take us back just a little bit. So you're on tour. You're 16. You're starting to tour with Rick Smith Jr. Right?
Yeah.
And you are learning from one of the best in the business.
Yeah.
How does that transpire here 6 years later? What do those 6 years look like, and what does the vision look like for you now going forward?
Rick is not only a fantastic magician, but he's a fantastic businessman. He taught me so much when it came to, I mean, I joke with him about my lifestyle and say, and I'll tell him, I'm like, dude, we need to say this is the Rick Smith Jr. effect. Like, this is what happens when you work for Rick Smith Jr. And he'll laugh with me. And because, like, I truly believe I live a fantastic life. And my life is fun. And I also believe that I'm living a life that many people want to be living. And I realize this, and I'm saying this as humble as possible. But it's achievable. Anyone can do it. Because I took away things from Rick that he wishes he knew. He didn't have a mentor. He's my mentor. He didn't have a mentor. He learned with trial and error. And I learned from him quick. He's like, dude, you're young and you're learning all these things that I was learning in his late 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And so
that's killer.
I mean, translating from when I was 16 to now, I mean, bro, so much. The way I talk, even when I'm in business meetings, the way I talk to people, that's the way I've seen Rick talk to people. I mean, he went to Cleveland State University for marketing, so I didn't even think twice about where I wanted to go to college. I asked him when I met him, where did you go to college? Cleveland State for marketing. Boom, where do you think I went? What do you think I was majoring in?
Yeah.
I mean, I dropped out. He stayed in college. But, like, at the same time, the times are different now.
Sure.
But it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Just so much has translated over from, and that's not only with Rick, it's with my dad. It's with my business partners, my mentors, just like all that has led me. And that's huge because, like, in high school when I was probably like a freshman or sophomore, bro, I genuinely believe I'm not going to have a team. I want to do this myself. I want to do everything in life myself because when people are in here, I believed when people surround themselves with you, it's not good. There's too many people around you, and things are going to get messy. It's not going to be organized. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's the farthest thing from the truth. You, it's like a building, bro. You need all these rods and bolts to make this building sturdy. You need a foundation. Mm-hmm. If it's just yourself, you're going to fall over right on your face. When you have all these people with you, and I have the greatest mentors, I have the greatest friends. Even my friends, I tell people I don't hang out with losers. And this is huge. No, it might be controversial, yeah,
that's
but
great.
I don't hang out with losers. I only hang out with winners. Anyone I surround myself with, same with podcasts. I'll only do podcasts with winners.
Well, thank you.
There you go. Yeah. And I mean that because it's truly show me your friends, show me your future. Mm-hmm. But it's not only friends, it's everyone you're around. Mm-hmm. Even your family. As hard as that might sound, if there's certain members in your family who don't believe in you, and I'm talking even if it's your mom or dad, and they don't support you, or they don't agree with your dreams, you got to surround yourself with people that truly will help you. Now, don't be dumb about it. If your parents are saying go to college and they're thinking from a safety standpoint, don't just be like, oh, I'm right about everything, because that's not true. Your parents care about you. But some people have parents that don't care. And I'm saying, surround yourself with winners. I only hang out with winners. I only hang out with people that want me to do better than them. And I want my friends to do better than me. And so hang out with people that are truly going to make your life better. And I'm telling you right now, that's the only reason why I've gotten this far. It's the only reason why people think I'm older than I am and more mature than I am. Because I would say 50% of my friends are in their late 30s and 40s. So surround yourself with people that are smarter, richer, and better than you. If you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. If you want to be a billionaire, hang out with billionaires. It's super simple. That's it.
Yeah, so once you get in that network, you keep telling me.
Exactly. Yeah. And you learn. It's not like a science thing. It's like there's really not a science to it. It's just like, it's common sense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously, if there's people in your family that make 20, 30 grand a year, but then you have an opportunity to meet with a billionaire, ask yourself what the billionaire is doing differently. Now, I've met some billionaires and millionaires that do not do things ethically or morally correct. So you have to be careful, because some people you don't want to surround yourselves with. Yeah. Even if they're successful, doesn't mean they're good people. So remember that. Hang out with
that.
And winners are good people, in my opinion. I know a lot of billionaires and millionaires that are losers. So just saying.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a common thing right now, too, is like people that are making it in means that are kind of questionable, right? There's a lot of both.
Oh, yeah.
As always, there's a lot of both. Yeah. And sometimes you question what's being put out there by people, man. It's like, it's weird. And it gains traction, you know. That's the
Definitely.
Worst thing is like you can brainwash people, really. It's
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy, man. I mean, we're all human, though. We all mm-hmm. want to give the benefit of the doubt. So, I mean, it's hard to tell some days, like, who's right, who's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's bad, who's good, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's interesting.
That's what I love, to your point a little bit, Ely, that about the podcast is that you get to sit down and talk with someone for, you know, for an hour and talk about what's going on in their lives, talk about the mindsets that they have and why they do things. And I feel like people can relate to it. Like, I've gotten some wicked compliments through the podcast that like just touch your heart, man. Like this one guy messaged me, and quick shout out to him real quick, like messaged me a couple weeks ago and saying he's been listening to it, and it's been really motivating him to like go out and do his thing.
That's awesome.
And actually just like experience the world, you know.
He's so good.
Young guy like us, a couple years younger than us, and he's going for it, man. It's awesome to
do good
that stuff, you know. And so that's the kind of influence you can
and that's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah. It's that purpose, like, and like sometimes you don't even realize why you're doing it, but like just like that, some kid, one person at the end of the day mm-hmm. has been, their life has changed in some way because of what you're doing. So like, to me, that's huge. And if you guys, anyone watching, like have a passion, sometimes you don't even know why you do it. Like, I don't know why I go to colleges sometimes and do TikToks. I think about that. I'm like, dude, like, I'm spending money. I don't make money off this stuff. You know, I'm spending a lot of money for this travel, for food, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, people will message me and be like, I was suicidal. I was depressed today. More than I've been in a long time. And I saw your video.
That's beautiful.
And it made me smile. Yeah. Yeah. And that stuff's like, dude, then, well, there you go. You can't put a price on that.
Right.
So sometimes you just got to go for it and do it.
Dude, two things on that. It's interesting. So I was listening to Tim Tebow, actually, on...
Love Tim Tebow, yeah.
Yeah, Tebow's got some wild, wild stuff out there. Yeah. He's great. He was on... Do you know who Ed Mylett is?
I do, but yeah, I don't really listen.
Yeah, he's great. So Ed Mylett had Tim Tebow on his podcast, and Tebow's talking about passion. He was talking that it comes from the Latin word passio, which means to suffer.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is, yeah. Tim Tebow's smart, man.
He's wicked smart.
Yeah. I do watch some Tim Tebow. I watch him. He does a lot of... like at church, he'll come up on stage and speak. I watch a lot of those clips. And dude, John 3:16, he wrote it right here. It used to be Philippians 4:13. He put it right here under his eye. You know what I'm talking about? The writing, the eyeliner. But he changed it to John 3:16. And I think it was for like the Super Bowl or some big game or something. And it was like the most Googled thing that week.
Wow.
Was what is John 3:16?
Wow.
Which is crazy. In my bio on Instagram, I have Philippians 4:13 because it's my favorite. Because it's true. Because you can do anything through Christ who gives us strength. But, Tim Tebow, man, is one of those guys who I think is a winner. Just because he says what he believes and, like, he's trying to make a difference in the world. And I'm sure, again, he probably wakes up some days feeling depressed, unmotivated, and doesn't know why he's doing what he's doing. But then, look how many, he inspires me.
Yeah.
You've taken stuff away from him.
Inspires me too, absolutely, yeah.
It's unreal, bro. It's unreal.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know who we are. Tim Tebow doesn't know who we are, obviously.
He should know who you are.
No, he's not even close.
Yeah, we got to get him to know who you are.
That would be awesome. I would love that. I would love to shake his hand.
Coming up, Tim Tebow, when you hear this.
Tim Tebow, come on.
Sitting down.
but that's what I mean. He doesn't know who we are, and we're inspiring. So how many people will we go in our lives who won't ever know who we are, or we won't know who they are, but they know who we are, and listen to your podcast, see me do magic or TikToks, or go to my coffee shop and be inspired? Who knows? Yeah. The domino effect.
Dude, I love it. Every time that... you sit back and think about it, it's hard to not be enamored with that idea, that domino effect. It's one of my favorite things, that butterfly effect of just the ripples of who you can reach.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't fathom it. It's unreal. There was a kid named Corey Bittner in high school, and we're good friends to this day. He's actually on my Polaroid wall. And
shout out, Corey.
And I still, to this day, will thank him for what he did because he inspired me. Huh. It was my first day freshman year of high school. He's a senior. I'm a freshman. I have no pens or pencils. And I walked up to Corey. He was the only one in the hallway. I was running late to class. Corey, or I didn't even know his name. I just said, you know, excuse me, sir, whatever. I was like a freshman nerd, you know. I don't have a pencil, bro. Can you help me out? Like, can I borrow a pencil? And he takes out a pack of, like, nice mechanicals. Like, the nice ones, the thick boys with, like, the long eraser, you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, yeah. Twist that eraser.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, a pack of, like, 12. And he gave me all of them. He said, keep the whole pack. And I literally, like, was, like, so shocked. And I, like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. And that moment, I think I've told this story on many different podcasts and many different things. Because this, bro, it changed my life. I said to myself, I want to be like him when I'm a senior. And I'm not even kidding. By sheer coincidence, when I was a senior, a freshman came up to me and asked me for pencils, and I had a pack of mechanicals, and I gave it to him.
Look at that.
And it was, like, the craziest, like, thing ever.
Full circle moment.
Full circle moment, but, like,
dang.
But to this day, I'll still text him and be like, bro, remember that time you gave me all those pencils? Changed my life.
How did you form that relationship? I mean, I know the initial, but...
Yeah, I mean...
That's incredible.
I did magic. He liked me as a senior. He would invite me to the tables at lunch tables, and and I would do magic for the seniors. And they were like my only friends. I didn't have any friends in freshman year. I met my friends later on in high school. Trevor and Adrian, those were my bros for life. My freshman year, I didn't have any friends. Yeah. And so they were my friends with the seniors. So, yeah.
He took you under his wing.
Under my wing, yeah. It was an awesome dude, so.
Wow. That's a great story, Ely.
Yeah.
I love that it stuck with you, too.
Oh, yeah, for life. I'll never forget it.
And there's something about that generosity there, you know, not thinking twice about that. That's kind of the goal and the embodiment of the spirit that we want to have.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah.
You kind of alluded to two different endeavors also that you have going on, right? You talked about your coffee shop briefly, and you talked about the TikTok. Let's shelf the coffee shop for a second. Tell me about your TikTok that you've got going on. You are gaining a following. Just to set the scene for everyone who isn't in the room right now, Ely has a tracker on his TV that is sitting right here that you can't see, but it is tracking his numbers on TikTok, and it's just growing, right? The shares, the likes, the comments, the views on a specific video that he just posted. So, what's your handle?
At Ely Magic on everything, yeah.
Ely Magic, check it out. And behind me, there's a TikTok counter of his followers, and it goes up automatically or goes down in accordance. So, we like when it goes up.
It makes this cool little
cha-ching noise, basically. It sounds like a register kind of.
Yeah.
So, Ely's, or there it goes, it just went.
We just gained one follower, let's go. Thank you for those watching.
Yeah, right. It was oriented. So, I'm sorry. So he's very goal-oriented with his TikTok, and he's making great strides. He's making college videos, but Ely, I'm going to turn it to you so you can talk about more of that.
Definitely. It's September 25th, 2022, when this all started. And so that would have been like 7 months ago, 6 months ago, somewhere around there. And I was visiting my sister at OU. She's a freshman. And I had this college sweatshirt that my girlfriend Katie bought for me because we just watched Animal House and John Belushi wears the sweatshirt and I love his character. I love John Belushi, rest in peace. I have had people say I kind of look like him. He's better looking though, but so Katie bought me the sweatshirt as like a joke and I brought it with me because I was like, I'm going to wear this college sweatshirt at OU where my sister goes because it's hilarious. And I'm a college dropout, so like it's even more funny, like whatever. So I wore it there and I've been seeing these interview videos on TikTok and I'm like, I could do that better. So I asked my sister to record me. She's like, no way. So embarrassing. I'm like, I'll give you $100. She's like, let's go. Let's do it.
Covered her weekend.
Yes. So, exactly. So, we went. She recorded it. And I edited the video before noon. Like, it only took, like, 2 hours for everything. Filming and doing and getting. The hardest part was, like, getting people to be in the videos. But, like, we made it work. I edited the video. It was called Asking College Students to Tell a Secret Their Parent Doesn't. I don't even know. It was, like, say something your parents don't know, basically. Tell your parents a secret they don't know.
Got it.
And I edited the video. I showed my sister, and she's like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. It's not going to get views. I was like, dang, like, whatever. So I posted it. And in 10 hours, I had 300,000 views.
My God.
And so I, like, basically called her, and I was like, ah. Everyone else liked it, so whatever. And she was like, whatever. And then so I called my cousin Alex, and the next week we went to OSU, and we never stopped. We've been to, like, over 25 colleges.
Oh, my God.
We've been to Harvard. We've been to just a bunch of different universities doing these questions. And what are we at right now live? We're at 43,508 followers currently, and we're excited. I think that we're going to be doing all kinds of content. We do magic. We've done the interview questions. Mm-hmm. And most recently, what's been blowing up is these dance videos. I'm now a TikTok dancer. Call me Ely D'Amelio.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie's, she's done for because I'm the better dancer than her. So, that's the TikTok game. And we're just growing. And honestly, like, it's really funny because I've had a lot of, like, influencers and TikTokers reach out to me and they're like, dude, like, you could do this, this, and that to grow in this way. And, like, you could be doing this, blah, blah, blah. And, like, to be completely honest, I'm doing this for fun, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Alex, we laugh at our videos. Like, we are entertained by it. I genuinely am entertained by the videos I'm putting out.
Yeah, they're fun.
And I only will put it out if they, like, are funny to me. And, like, we just want to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. And so, at the end of the day, we're not really, like, I mean, growing's great. But, like, dude, we're having fun with it, man. Like, I really don't care about, like, fame or anything. Like it's just fun, dude.
No, but how true is that? Like, you're just being your authentic self. Yeah. And, like, if it were so forced, it probably wouldn't grow.
No.
You know, like, if you're just you and you just put yourself out there, like, that's what I think is so cool.
100%. 100%. You know?
I think a guy like Leo DiCaprio always does that to me. Like, he's so, like, just him. He's yeah. Leo. Like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, Leo encapsulates Leo.
Yeah, 100%. Like, same with, like, The Rock.
Yeah,
like,
right.
The Rock literally in any movie plays The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's like who are you? No, I'm The Rock.
The Rock. He's just, like, everything he does, like, it's just him. So, Kevin Hart, same way.
Yeah, Hart's the same way. Exactly. So Adam Sandler. I mean, guys that just have these personalities that are so real to themselves. And but so that's you, right? Like, that's what you do when you go and make these videos. And, like, every time they pop up for me, I'm just like, that's hilarious. Like, every time, it's happy, they're good, they're out there. Yeah. You know, some of the stuff that these, like, when you're interviewing people, some of the stuff that people say, you would not believe.
Crazy.
Yeah, right? It's so funny.
It is wild.
Cool way for you to see the country too, in different places.
It's been awesome, yeah. The traveling is so much fun. You know, we do, like, we love TikTok, bro. Like, I'll give a huge shout out to TikTok. Like, we don't make any money. Like, we're part of the Creator Fund, for those of you that don't know, does not pay. Like, I had 16 million views last semester, and that equates to about $100. So it's like nothing. Because, like, $100 is, like, half my gas.
Yeah, right.
On one trip. So, what I will do is thank them, though, because TikTok's algorithm is out of this universe. Like, if I took a video of you and didn't even say your name and post it on TikTok, your whole family's going to see it because TikTok knows your face. I don't know if that's creepy or not.
It's definitely, like, creepy, but it's
but
still
like
effective.
Genuinely, it's super effective, and like it's the fastest way to grow. I think every company, every influencer, every brand should be on TikTok.
100%. If you're serious about your brand, you should be on TikTok.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, that's my goal, is to chop up some of these videos in due time. But that's,
I mean, you see, there, so we just posted this video, and we're watching the TV, 7,089 views, and it updates every second. Now it's at 7,099 views, so it just went up 10 views, mm-hmm. essentially, in a second.
Yeah, there's
and it's
more.
Still going. It's just going every second.
It's crazy.
And what those are real people watching the video.
Yeah. That's so insane, right? Like, and they all have stories, and they all have stuff going
yes.
on. Yeah. Like, you're now a part of that. That's what's cool.
Yeah, I think, I genuinely think, like, my fans, people who are watching the videos, because when they tap that like button, dude, I mean, that takes work to tap your screen. So, like, to me, it's, yeah, bro. Like, when I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling, I like videos that I think are hilarious.
Yeah.
So, it means a lot to me that people actually enjoy my content.
See, yeah, it's cool.
And, like, I'm entertaining because, like, I'm like, dude, that's awesome. Because, like, at the end of the day, I do put in work, a lot of work for these videos. Sure. And I'm like, it's the most fulfilling thing in the world. It's, like, when someone enjoys your piece of content.
Mm-hmm.
That, it makes me super happy. So,
I agree. Yeah, there's something that really hits home when you can boost someone's mood, boost their serotonin, leave an influence, leave a mark. Like,
that's sharing cool. is also like, it's another step up where I'm like, dude, that person actually shared my video to one of their friends.
Yeah, they thought of someone else that
it's
was
crazy.
Gonna like it too. Or
yeah.
Thought, yeah, or get some piece of info from it.
Yeah, social media is crazy, dude.
Social media is crazy. Yeah, so definitely check out Eating Magic everywhere, but particularly on his TikTok to see the college videos and, of course, the magic. And have you ever had any of that intersect? Like, do people know you more as the magician now, or is it more the college TikTok guy, or what are you?
I've been getting recognized a lot in public from TikTok.
Okay, that's kind of what I would guess.
Yesterday I was out for lunch, and we got recognized like 5 times. We got recognized at BB Bop, and then we went to Bath and Body Works and got recognized there. And the one girl was like, "I love your TikToks, but fun fact, you actually performed at my after prom a few years ago, do magic." She's like, "Do you still do magic?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do, man." Like, so more people are recognizing me, though, from TikTok, which is crazy. I mean, I still do magic full-time. I do, like, 250 to 300 shows a year.
Yes,
so,
No, yeah, I know you're still cranking out and awesome. It's great that like you can get all this exposure. And then when they look in you, they're like, hey, let's get this guy up here to do magic.
Social media is an absolute resume builder. Mm-hmm. I think like LinkedIn and is, by the way, LinkedIn's a fantastic tool. It's one of my favorite social medias. Also, I think just having a resume is great. But Instagram, TikTok, and even Twitter and Snap, I mean, those are turning into visual resumes. I think that when people Google me, if I were to get a job, my chances of getting a job, if it's in a creative position, are very high because they're going to see my work.
Absolutely. It's a portfolio.
It's a portfolio.
All that you've done.
Just like if I wanted to do acting in the future, it's going to help.
Absolutely.
All those things. Now, if I was doing a corporate level job, I think it might not do good. Where I'm asking,
this guy can't sit still.
Do you think girls poop? Like, I don't know if my boss would really like that. That's why I'm starting to tat up my body everywhere to really commit to this lifestyle of never going to be a corporate person.
That's hilarious.
I think I will have tattoos all over my body.
You want full sleeves?
I would love a sleeve, yeah.
Yeah.
I want tats all over the place. But they have to be meaningful.
There you go.
So I only have two tats right now. They're both on the same leg. I have a spade and a cross.
Okay.
Those are the two tattoos I have. For obvious reasons.
Yeah, I know the
spade
card,
is my, I think it's the most, like the ace of spades
right.
is the best card. It's my favorite card.
Cool.
King of spades, second favorite card. There's a game called spades. Like, I don't know. The spades is on every bicycle deck of cards right on the front. It's a spade.
It is like kind of the monumentous.
It is, yeah. So, I mean, the spade was huge for me. We got it in Venice Beach from a dude for like, what, babe? $10 or something? Yeah. $50. he didn't like change the needle or anything. Like, buy one, get one. It was like a deal. It was in a shack. This dude had an elephant tattooed on his head that he did himself. Like, it was hilarious, bro.
Looks like a swirl.
Yeah, it was horrible. So we trusted him for some reason.
It's incredible. Those are the stories you remember.
Yeah, and then my cross was done by an incredible artist here in Cleveland named Tessa. Shout out Tessa. And it was like the quickest tattoo ever. It took like 30 seconds.
Holy
and I was like so surprised. She was like, done. I'm like, it didn't even hurt that bad either. I was like, wow. So, yeah, and it looks really good. Yeah. So,
what's the next tattoo you're going
to
get?
I don't know yet. It has to be so meaningful.
Got it.
I have no clue. Probably Katie's name. Yeah, she doesn't like that idea, though. She said that's too crazy.
Where are you going to do it?
Or her face.
Or her face, yeah.
Yeah, like a picture of her face.
There you go.
On my heart. Yeah.
Right.
On my chest, yeah. But how bad would it be if we broke up and then, like, my next girlfriend would be like, Katie? And I'd be like,
it's my mom.
No, because I'd have to find another girlfriend that her name is Katie, or it'd be weird.
Well, then it would be weird because then you would look like you'd already committed to
exactly.
that person's name.
Boom. Yeah.
So you're kind of screwed either way.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not breaking up, you guys. We're getting married, okay? So it's fine. I already bought the ring. Don't tell her. But listen, I'm going to get Katie's face or her name tattooed on my heart, I think. She doesn't like that idea, but listen, all my tattoos are meaningful, so I have to.
There you go.
What else would be meaningful? I'm not going to do what every Ohio boy does and get the Cleveland skyline on my arm. Zero chance. Or trees.
Oh, yeah, the trees are...
The trees, bro. Right. I'm not doing those either. No trees.
What about, what's the arrow? God is greater than...
Oh, yeah, the G greater, yeah.
What about that one?
It's just too... It was so cool until everyone did it. So.
Yeah. It was great until it was more of a body mark then.
Exactly. It has to be so meaningful.
So. Dude, speaking of meaning, another thing that you have going on is your coffee shop.
Yes.
Milk and Honey.
Yes.
Talk us about it. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, I might get that tattooed on me too. Honestly, a coffee cup or something. But no, Milk and Honey is it's my baby. So, I have the most amazing business partners in the world,
okay.
Ryan and Anissa, and they own Milk and Honey, downtown Cleveland. Let's rewind. 2021, I'm laying in bed, Katie pulls up Milk and Honey's Instagram, look at this cute coffee shop, we have to go try it. We go there, I try the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Latte, friggin' delicious. Best coffee I've ever tasted. touched my taste buds, I flew through the roof. It was the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth. Ever. Ever. I'm like, I got to meet the owners. So I'm looking around for the owners. I talk to Anissa. I'm like, this is the best coffee I've ever tasted. She's like, thank you so much. I'm like, this is amazing. Leave. And then I DM'd them later. I'm like, you know what? I want some free Cinnamon Toast Crunch lattes. So I DM'd them, trying to finesse some free coffee. I said, I want to do a collaboration. Let's do some magic coffee videos. And then if they do well, can I have some free coffee? And they're like, yeah, you'll have free coffee for life if they do well. I was like, let's go. So we did three videos. They did really well.
Of course.
Brought some traffic in.
Amazing.
And I got free coffee for life. But I didn't really take advantage of it. And there was like a week where I did take all my friends with me and we got like free coffee. It was awesome.
You have to.
But
use it once.
Yeah, but like it has always been my dream because I love coffee more than I love coffee so much. I'm competing with 5-year-olds going to these magic shows. I always have to stop at a Starbucks, get some coffee, some espresso in me, or I'm not going to be able to compete with these children. So I basically, and I've always wanted to have a little cute coffee shop. How cool would that be?
Yeah, so I get that. Me too.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
So I texted my new friends, Anissa and Ryan, said I wanted to open up a coffee shop. And they were like, well, that's awesome. We can help you in any way. And so I was like, can you guys teach me about the business? So I started hanging around Ryan a lot. I started learning about the business, the industry. Hung out with Anissa, just learning different things, how to make coffees, all that stuff. And then fast forward 6 months, they made me their business partner.
Wow.
And they gave me 50% partnership. And yeah, I own the Hive Cafe in Ohio City.
Yeah.
And now I own Milk and Honey. And they're amazing. They gave this kid a chance. Again, it's one of those things of gratitude where it's not me, people. I met two amazing people who wanted to give a kid a chance. And at the end of the day, I'm forever grateful for that. And we're going to expand. It's the best coffee in all of Ohio, if not the world. I can't drink anything else. Except you did bring me some Erie Island, which we do use their beans, so it's fantastic.
It still tastes delicious. Yeah.
But they don't have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch latte.
No,
but it's so good, and I hope that everyone listening comes and tries some Milk and Honey.
Yeah, you gotta come to Cleveland.
Yeah, you have to.
It is Ohio.
Yes.
You have to go to Milk and Honey.
Yes.
You have to see a magic show from Ely Magic.
Yes.
You have to follow him on TikTok, Instagram.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What else can we say?
Yeah, just follow me. And
gotta subscribe to the Chats with Clark podcast.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast. It's fantastic. You're a great guy.
Thank you. Yeah.
And he actually hooked me up. He got me a show at school, which was awesome. And the kids were great. So
yeah,
you guys have phenomenal
it.
Kids.
Thank you.
And yeah, it was a great time. So great vibes. Appreciate the support, dude.
Absolutely, always. Dude, Ely, as we kind of gear towards the end of the show here,
yeah,
let me start wrapping things up. Do you have any regrets in your life that you can pinpoint? And if you do, A, what were they, if you're willing to share? And B, what did you take from them? How did you grow from it?
Definitely. I cannot say I have any regrets. I don't have any regrets. I truly believe that anything that I've ever done in my life that has been wrong, I've learned from.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did certain things wrong and I failed and I acted like an idiot or whatever, because everything that I've ever done has made me a better person because I've decided to learn from it. I think that I would have many regrets if I didn't learn from the things that I did wrong. And that goes for everybody, man. I can't say I have any regrets. I live a phenomenal life. God is great. And it's like the story of Job. Even if everything is taken away from me, I'm never going to blame God. I'll always appreciate God's glory to me. Praise the Lord. And I have an incredible girlfriend who soon you guys will see her face on my chest. When I go to the beach, I will be tattooing her name on my chest. I might regret that. but no regrets. That's it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when a lot of people who have faith tend to feel that way, I think because it's hard to say, you know, I wouldn't have done this because you appreciate the lesson that you've learned, right? Mm-hmm. There's a famous scene from a movie where I think it's a bishop is talking about, it's either a priest or a bishop, regardless, is talking, and he's like, you know, I asked for patience, so God gave me battles, right? I asked for strength, so God gave me these things I had to endure, yeah. and all these things, and, like, when you learn the lessons from difficult times, you tend to appreciate the good times all the more, too.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I'll be honest, if anyone has negative attitude, you're going to live your life negatively. It's gonna be hard for you guys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have to look at life in a glass half full mentality, not glass half empty. You have to. Because, listen, I know life's hard, and I've been beaten down. I've been depressed. I've been in my bed, and I didn't want to get out of it, and I didn't want to leave it. I've been in terrible spots. I've been suicidal. But at the end of the day, one day it clicks, and you're like, everybody's going through this. Everyone's trying to prove themselves. Someone has it worse than we do. Somewhere on earth, someone's going through a battle that you can't even comprehend. So like I said, as long as you're healthy, even I have friends. I have a magician buddy with no arms. He does card tricks with no arms. He uses his feet.
My God, that's incredible.
I know people who run with no legs. I'm not kidding. I know people who run with no legs. No, they don't use machines. They literally run with no legs. Wow. So even if your health is not good, there's always, if there's a will, there's a way. So continue to practice gratitude. And I'm telling you, if you have that glass half full mentality, you will live an incredible life.
Yeah. The world's your oyster right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You keep beating me to the punch. You're a natural. I was going to ask if you had any words of wisdom or any closing remarks that you wanted to make, any advice, and you basically just hit that on the head by talking about the glass being half full. On my desk at home, I have a mug, and that's what it says. It says half full.
That's awesome.
Like a period. It's
love it.
Very Ray Dunn-esque. It's not Ray Dunn, but it's very Ray Dunn-esque.
I do like it. I do like it.
It's cute. It's a good motivator.
It is. I like that a lot. Well, I should make a t-shirt that says always full because I eat so much food. That's what I...
That's a great idea.
That is hilarious. No one steal that. Don't put that... That's what I don't want at the podcast. Yeah. My $1 million idea.
You have to cut it. No, you'll sell it. You'll sell it. That'd be great. We should make you one. We'll make you a shirt that says always full.
Always full. Yeah, literally, though. Especially last night, I had the best filet mignon. Oh. And it was 11 ounces. I didn't even know they made 11-ounce filet mignons.
Yeah.
And I ate it, dude, and I actually pulled my back because I'm stretching out my stomach, and my belt was so tight around my waist that I pulled my back. I literally ripped a muscle, yeah. So, guys, whenever you're full, I'm telling you, loosen the belt, unbuckle the pants, and let it all just, like, you know, hang out, because you're gonna, if you don't do that, you're going to pull your back muscles. That's it.
You're going to have big issues.
Big issues, honestly. That's why I'm laying on the couch right now. Like this. So,
ladies and gents, this is, as you can tell, a very special episode here with Ely Magic and his girlfriend who's been in the corner just kind of listening and being a great support system.
Hi, Katie.
So shout out Katie there, who will soon be on Ely's chest, as you've now heard for a couple times.
She will be.
Inked up. Where are we right now? We're looking at 8,185 views. So what is that? That's almost 1,000 more, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Like
500 maybe.
It's going up.
Several hundred in the last 15 minutes. Yeah. So check out Ely Magic on all platforms. Ely, again, I can't thank you enough for opening up your place to me and also just for sharing down your stories and opening your heart and your mind to me and to whomever may see this video.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real pleasure, and the world needs to see more Ely Magic, so there's never too much content of Ely because the energy is infectious, and that's what people need.
My dude.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Everybody, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And once you're done checking out Ely, if you haven't checked out the rest of these episodes, please be sure to do so. This has been another episode, a great episode of Chats with Clark. I'm your host, Joe Clark, signing off. Thanks again.